Welcome to Knowles Abroad, a podcast by Florida State University International Programs. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Zoe. And we're your hosts. On this podcast, we'll talk about study abroad from the perspective of the students, faculty, staff, and alumni who make it an experience worth sharing. We'll also bring you travel tips and fun facts from around the globe. This week, we want to introduce you to more of the IP staff. For today's staff spotlight, we're talking to Dustin Lynch, the admissions manager at IP. We hear a bit about Dustin's own decision to study abroad, as well as the advice he has for students considering studying abroad. Let's jump into our conversation with Dustin. Hey, Dustin, how are you doing today?
Hey, Zoe, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, doing well. We're excited to have you on the podcast today. Talk a little bit about your role at IP and just what you do. So first off, can you just introduce yourself to our listeners, telling us what you do, your role, everything like that?
I'd love to. My name is Dustin Lynch. I'm a proud alumnus of Florida State University, a former international programs participant, and a current IP staff member. And I help manage the study abroad admissions process, among other things.
Can you tell us how you got into study abroad?
Sure, absolutely. I think my interest started at a pretty young age. Both of my parents had jobs that occasionally took them out of the country. And hearing about their experiences injected a sense of adventure into my childhood. And when I got to high school, I had the opportunity to sign up for a 10-day educational tour of Italy led by the art history teacher. I definitely didn't consider myself an art history buff. I had never learned much about it or taken classes. But I remember thinking how neat it would be to go to Italy with somebody who did have that knowledge and who could help explain what we'd be seeing. And that's a great example of one thing I realized early as a student, which is that passionate and knowledgeable teachers or professors make a world of difference. They can take a subject you think you have little or no interest in and make it come alive, or they can inspire you to want to learn more about subjects you're already passionate about. And that definitely happened for me. I came away with a deep appreciation for Italian art and history and culture, and especially the food. I had gotten a taste of travel and of international education, and it left me wanting to do it again. But I knew I wanted to do it differently, to spend more time exploring and learning and eating rather than living out of a bus and rushing from one site to the next. And when I got to Florida State, I discovered just how many opportunities there are to have that immersive experience abroad. I was pursuing majors in international affairs and psychology and also taking some Spanish courses. And I remember stopping by the study abroad fair on Oglesby Union and learning that FSU offered programs for literally each of those areas of study. And I didn't really know how I was going to narrow it down. But as a sophomore, I took an introduction to international relations course with Dr. Smith, who was chair of the political science department at the time. And one morning he started class with a quick overview of the study abroad program he led to Istanbul each summer. And I was pretty captivated by what he was saying and how in just a few minutes he had painted such a vivid picture of life in Turkey and his research there, and really illustrated how studying abroad at the crossroads between Europe and Asia could help us bring what we'd already learned in his course to life and build on it in a unique way. I think I asked him a few questions after class and ended up applying that same week. And it was, without a doubt, one of the best decisions I ever made, especially because it ended up being the last summer Dr. Smith led that program.
And can you talk a little bit, so you talked about like how you decided to study abroad, but then can you talk a little bit about your role in your career and just how you've transitioned from being a student in study abroad to now working in the study abroad industry and the roles that you've held at international programs?
Sure. I started my career at international programs as an undergraduate student ambassador, which is a position where study abroad alumni share their experience with fellow FSU students and help answer questions about the different programs FSU offers. And it was a dream job, getting to work on campus with other students who became close friends of mine. I got to hear about their study abroad adventures, and I got to know the full-time IP staff who work in the office as well. And when I decided to remain at FSU for graduate school, I was fortunate enough to stay on at international programs as one of the graduate assistants that helped manage the team of student ambassadors. And then while I was working on my graduate degree, a full-time position opened in our office, and I knew I had to apply. And in the years since, I've been lucky enough to continue helping students navigate the application and pre-departure processes and to continue learning from my IP colleagues about all the behind-the-scenes work that goes on to provide so many programs.
So it's pretty obvious that you enjoy your job, just hearing you talk about all the different roles you've been able to hold within the International Programs Office. But can you tell us, what do you love most about your job?
There's a lot of things I love about my job. I love getting to talk with students to learn what they're studying, what they're interested in, what they want to do after graduating, and then use all of that to help them pick the perfect program. And then I get to be re-inspired as students return and share how impacted they were by their time abroad. I love getting to work with colleagues who share a passion for international education, so many of whom are also alumni of FSU and of international programs. We know how life-changing the experience can be, and it's why we work to provide it for our students. So I think that shared motivation really helps bind us as a team. And I love that I've gotten to know and work closely with the staff at FSU's four study centers. We're so fortunate to have a permanent presence in Florence, London, Panama, and Valencia, but I think we're even more fortunate to have dedicated staff abroad who work insanely hard to provide the courses and the excursions and the support that make the entire experience possible for our students. And I love that we're a bit of a foodie office also. I think we find excuses to gather and celebrate over food, whether it's staff birthdays or different holidays or international events like the Olympics or the World Cup. We've got some really talented bakers and cooks in the office, and I think that's great for the soul, just not as great for the waistline.
Yeah, I love that about our office as well. It's definitely a perk of the job that maybe isn't as obvious when you get hired, but it really ends up being great. So you mentioned that you really love working with students and helping them out on their journey and study abroad. So we're wondering what tips about the application process you have for students as they apply to go abroad with international programs.
My main tip is always to start planning early. Many of our programs, especially in the summer, fill up really quickly. So it's never too soon to start thinking about what you want to get out of your study abroad experience and to ask yourself some guiding questions like, are you looking for a program that focuses on a certain area of study? Do you have a specific country in mind? Do you know when you want to go abroad, how long you want to be gone? Will your major affect this timeline at all? What sort of financial aid is out there and available? So, you know, these are the questions that we expect students to ask themselves, but not necessarily to find the answers on their own. I mean, that's why we got a full team available to help. You just got to start the process early. We work with all types of students, from high school juniors and seniors who want to apply to FSU and spend their freshman year abroad, up through graduate students and law students who go on programs designed for their degree. And we're here to help them all through that process. But the earlier you start planning, the better.
To wrap up here, we have a pretty similar question, but maybe from a different perspective. So maybe take off your admission manager's hat and maybe from just Dustin, the IP alum perspective. What advice would you give to students who are interested in studying abroad?
There's so much I would share with other students who are interested in studying abroad, but I think my biggest piece of advice would be that I'd really encourage students to take full advantage of this opportunity. For so many of us, college is the period of our life in which we have the most time available to go and live in another country. So I'd encourage students to take advantage of that. And once abroad, to continue taking advantage of the experience. Soak in everything you can. Really make an effort to explore your new home, understand cultural differences and learn the language, try different foods, and form those new friendships with other students on your program. Document your experience somehow, either through writing or photography or videos. No matter how long you're abroad, it's not gonna seem like enough time once you get ready to leave. And you're going to want to remember every second of the experience, and you'll wish you had taken advantage of every opportunity.
Thank you so much, Dustin. Thank you for that answer, for your advice, and also just thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate your time, and I really hope that we're able to gather in the break room again sometime soon and enjoy some good food.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me, and I definitely look forward to that as well.
Before we disembark, let's talk about culture. There are many definitions of what culture is. Culture can include various aspects of a society, such as customs and social habits, language, music, religion, art, and food. Today, let's dive a bit more into how you can better understand a culture through its food.
Food fosters human connection as people gather to share in one of our most basic needs, eating. How food is prepared, eaten, and revered varies around the world. For example, traditionally nomadic groups, or those who live in arid climates, may dry meat and other goods as they do not require refrigeration. The etiquette around eating varies from culture to culture. Some hosts may be offended if you leave food on your plate, while others would fear they did not provide enough food if it's empty at the end of a meal. Some people eat with their hands, while others have utensils for specific meals. For many, food is a connection to tradition, whether to family or national heritage. Studies have shown that memories are more easily recalled when they are connected to a physical and emotional experience, which might just be why food is such a great way to experience culture around the world.
How have you experienced another culture through their food? We'd love to hear from you. You can send us a message on social media at FSUIP, and we'll also link a few websites in our show notes where you can read more about the culture of food. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Dustin for talking with us today.
This podcast is a production of FSU International Programs. The music was composed by John Bartman. Our logo is designed by Vanessa Gire. Sound engineering is done by Chris Bretthart. Editing, transcription, and research is done by us, Hannah Meister and Zoe Crook.